Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill on a Saturday. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. And yes, they do have hours today, 8 till noon, right there in the south side of I-94, Mid-Soda Manufacturing. And every Friday, we check in with Joel Bauer at Mid-Soda. I mentioned the Joel, you know, a lot of folks have a four-wheeler or a side-by-side, and when they come to Mid-Soda Manufacturing, how do you lead them in the right direction, and what kind of trailer do you suggest in that scenario for folks looking for a trailer for their four-wheeler, side-by-side, or other utility vehicle?
You know, we usually start out with that market, the ATVs, side-by-sides. We always tend to start on that aluminum utility market, because they want something easy to pull, easy to move around, want something that you can get up to where you want to go with that side-by-side or four-wheeler on it. And then you can even, you know, unhook it from your vehicle and hook it up to your side-by-side or your ATV and pull it out on the trail to haul something in, haul your deer stands in, or haul some wood out. Just as a nice option for those aluminum trailers. And then we ask a lot of questions, especially the guys that still have the four-wheelers. You know, is that something they're always going to have, or are they going to want to upgrade to a side-by-side? Have they been thinking about it? Maybe not this year, but next year. We just want to make sure that they know that, you know, that trailer that's perfect for your four-wheeler this year is not going to work for that side-by-side next year when you get it. So we may want to size that trailer for that next machine that they're looking at buying in the next year or so.
Joel Bauer at Mid-Soda Manufacturing joining us every Friday on Chasm Radio. Also a busy week with our legislative session that continues. We had State Representative Dean Erdahl joining us. And Dean, he is a former educator, and he had some emphasis on civics that he would like to be brought up during this session here and be more on the surface and highlighted when it comes to our curriculums in our schools here in the state. When it comes to civics,
but it's the same battle that I've been fighting for several years. I believe that civics education is suffering in the state of Minnesota. National surveys show that we have a 23% proficiency rate in our high school graduation. In other words, about 3 out of 4 people who graduate from high school in Minnesota don't know how our government operates, don't know about civics. And so the bill that I'm pushing right now would require that civics be offered as a course to juniors or seniors as a credit-bearing course. Right now, there is no credit assigned to civics in the state of Minnesota. It's taught inconsistently, and I'm trying to get that changed. So that's my prime area to try to have some success this session. I did have a hearing on that bill on last Monday. I'm a little more optimistic this year that we can actually get it done.
State Representative Dean Erdahl joining us on Chasm Radio. Also Friday, State Representative Lisa Damuth joining us from the Cold Spring area. And she gave us an update when it comes to your license and some additional details and hours available for those who need to renew or maybe get a new license, and she had details on Friday during Noontime News.
Because there's been a backlog on getting your driver's license renewed, the Department of Vehicle Services set up 15 sites around the state that are going to be holding extra hours, and St. Cloud was chosen as one of those. So there are going to be Saturday hours for people to go in and get those needs met through the end of March. And so people can check on the website or maybe give them a call to find out the for sure hours. But that's another way that we're meeting the needs of Minnesotans because of the COVID shutdown and the backlog that has been there. So,
State Representative Lisa Damuth joining us on Chasm Radio on Friday. Check out our full interview. Our full interview is available online. You can do so. Go to mychasm.com on the homepage under What's Happening. Also this week, we had Steve Schlungen join us, Stearns County dairy farmer. He is also chairman of the board with AMPI. And there's a new cooperation between AMPI and First District Association. Steve had some insight as he joined us this week.
Yeah, this is kind of a big deal between First District Association and AMPI. And kind of unusual in that we're both very financially very sound cooperatives, and a lot of times these things kind of happen when someone's weak and they're looking for help. We're going into this more being more progressive and forward-looking as a future way of working together as cooperatives to get just a better return for our members, whether that's in savings on inputs and packaging and different things that you can buy in volume and things like that, or utilizing our plants better to make products that our collective customers want, and being able to supply those customers, whether they're U.S. customers or global customers, to be able to supply them with everything they need, you know, without forcing them to go to someone else too yet for things. So we think it's an opportunity that's been available for over 100 years, and the Caber-Volstead part of it allows you to do this, to set up a cooperative that you have co-ops as members of, so the co-ops actually retain their own ownership and their own independence, but they are allowed legally to do things together to better utilize their manufacturing capacity, along with a lot of other things, including serving their customers and everything.
Steve Schlungen with AMPI. We'll talk to the folks at First District coming up here in the week ahead as well, as you're cooperating with AMPI. First District, yeah, it's like two co-ops forming a co-op is how I look at it. I mentioned to Steve as well, as far as producers in this area of AMPI or First District, will they notice any sort of change whatsoever?
Well, we're hoping that you don't notice much change at all as far as your co-op and things like that. But as far as your payment to producers, we are definitely expecting and hoping to be able to put more on a milk check and have more in earnings to strengthen our co-ops and allow us to invest in things that are going to keep us viable and efficient going forward. So, as a co-op, as our co-ops are, we're going to remain pretty much the way we are. It's just that our co-ops are going to be working together to really leverage to get a better return for our members. And this is a way to do that. It's set up as a cooperative. It exemplifies the cooperative principle of cooperation among cooperatives, which is one of the 10 principles of cooperatives. And it just makes sense that we have a lot of things in common as cooperatives, as dairy cooperatives up here, and if we can work together to be stronger and get a better return out of our assets that are owned by our farmers, our American farmers, to compete with everyone else across the country and across the world, actually, whether they're foreign investors in this country or if there's production in Europe and different parts of the country, we really compete on a global marketplace. And this is going to give us the strength to be there and be there longer term.
Yeah, more details on that, Steve says. It's really going to let this cooperative be a leader when it comes to cheese.
Well, I would just say that together, we're going to be, well, we're for sure going to be the largest cheese-producing co-op in the country. We're going to produce about 7 billion pounds of milk combined and about 1.1 billion pounds of American-style cheeses. So we're going to produce about 9% of the total cheese in the country and about 25% of the American, 23% or something like that, of the American-type cheese in the country. So we're going to be a major player, and we're going to be on solid footing when it comes to competing against the larger co-ops, or the larger cheese companies in the country are not owned by American farmers. In fact, probably we're the only one in the top five maybe that are owned by American dairy farmers. So we are here to try to protect our American dairy farmers and their investment and their market for their milk. So we're going to do our best that we can for that.
Steve Schlungen, chairman of the board with AMPI and also Stearns County Dairy Farmer. We'll talk to First District coming up early this coming week as well, get more details on this cooperative of two co-ops. Really neat deal. It's your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill.